Welcome to Powering Travel, a new audio platform brought to you by Expedia Group. Stargazing, venturing off the beaten path, and the all-inclusive resort comeback. These are just a few trends shaping travel in 2025, according to our annual Unpack report. Today, we're unpacking the unexpected travel industry insights for the year ahead and what they mean for your business. As industry professionals, we want to know as much as we can about travelers, the market, and the changes impacting our businesses. But the landscape is constantly evolving. Take a look at social media, or just ask your family and friends, and it's clear that travelers are rewriting the rulebook on adventure. We've seen a shift from cookie-cutter vacations to remarkable, one-of-a-kind experiences. It's almost as if bucket list travel is the new norm. At the same time, travelers are expecting more, with many outside factors influencing trip inspiration and decisions. So what does that mean for 2025? From immersive experiences in nature to hotel restaurants becoming the hottest ticket in town, Unpack 25 reveals how travel is changing with data-driven predictions of where people will go, what they'll do, and what they're looking for. Based on our first-party data from Expedia, Hotels.com, and Vrbo, plus a global consumer survey of 25,000 travelers across 19 countries, our 2025 report includes 8 surprising travel trends, covering top destinations, traveler motivations, and even how they like to book their epic adventures. To help us break down the top trends for 2025 and actions you can take to respond to these trends for your business, we spoke with Amanda Maltos, Senior Director of Partner Communications at Expedia Group. With a career in public relations and marketing spanning over 15 years, Amanda focuses on initiatives across Expedia Group's diverse offerings, including lodging, air, car, and private label solutions. She leads a global team driving external communications for our partner business and plays a key role in industry advocacy, working closely with external councils and our government relations team on regulatory and sustainability efforts. Needless to say, she has a broad experience and a unique POV on how businesses can tap into the trends to forge deeper connections with travelers. Let's get into the interview. Amanda, this annual report is always one of my favorite pieces of research that we do. I love to see the unexpected trends and, as a bit of a jet setter myself, discover what's hot for the year ahead. So let's start off with destination trends and opportunities. Where are people going in 2025?
Samantha, first of all, thank you for having me. And I agree. I am a huge fan of this report, too. It's always exciting to see what trends are emerging for the year ahead. And one of my favorites is detour destinations. And while that idea isn't actually completely new, the way that we're seeing travelers combine these hidden gems with their usual bucket list favorites is new. And so we're seeing them book trips to iconic destinations, but adding unique detours to visit those lesser crowded, lesser known places along the way. These are the places that offer the local authentic experience and that often can be done in a day, whether that's to the countryside or to a mountain or to a certain village. We're really seeing that sometimes these moments are the ones that stand out as the most memorable part of their vacations. And in fact, our survey shows that over 60% of consumers are likely to visit a detour destination on their next trip. And that's really important for businesses in these smaller destinations to note. So our top 25 destinations, we've paired them together for the report. So take Krabi, Thailand, for example. It's a 2-hour ferry ride from Phuket. I visited both a few years ago, and there was such a massive difference in experience. So Krabi, especially Ralai Beach, had a completely different vibe from the ocean to the monkeys that were on the path and the different caves. It felt like a world away from busier Phuket. There's another great example in the United States. If you look at Santa Barbara, California, just a short drive from Los Angeles, you get out of the hustle and bustle and you end up in a surf town that has a farm-to-table culinary scene, art galleries, shops and wineries. It's a great add-on for LA visitors who want to get out of that really that grind of the city. And if you're lucky, you might even spot a celebrity or two.
Oh, I love Krabi as a detour destination. So what's one way that partners can tap into this popularity of detour destinations?
For airlines, our flight sponsors listings is a great solution. You can promote new routes or deals to these detour destinations, including non-hub or secondary airports, and capture more demand from travelers looking for that quick getaway from the hustle and bustle. And if you're one of these detour destinations, tap into the power of hashtags. It's so easy to show your destination offers. For example, if you're a place like Canmore, Canada, make sure you're using the Calgary hashtag to shift some of that share. And hashtags are free. So our report has a great list of destination pairings if you're interested in learning more.
That's such a great call out with the hashtags, especially, you know, with such a close proximity to a lot of these places. Those pairings are super helpful for people to contextualize. So I know there are plenty of fresh and unexpected trends for 2025, but did any of the 2024 trends carry over?
Yes, we are absolutely seeing some trends stick around. Listeners who may have been here for a while may be familiar with Unpacked from previous years, and they actually may recognize set jetting. We identified it back in 2022, and it has grown as hit movies, TV shows, books, and other types of entertainment continue to really drive that wanderlust. And according to our survey, more than two-thirds of travelers say media has influenced their travel choices. That is actually up a 16% increase from last year. So we are seeing it grow.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
And of course, topping that list, Yellowstone continues to be a fan favorite, pushing us to destinations in Wyoming and Montana. And then we've got One Piece and The Real Housewives of Dubai are some of the other shows that are inspiring 2025 trips to London, Cape Town, Dubai, among others. And I think we'll continue to see this trend resonate. I am a massive Harry Potter fan. I don't know if you are, both the books and the shows. And I recently added on York to London for the sole purpose of visiting the Shambles. So the Shambles is supposedly the inspiration behind Diagon Alley. And you get there, and it is a very old medieval shopping street. And it is packed with Harry Potter lore, packed with people trying to get in and see that. And if we think about the fact that Harry Potter came out in the early 2000s and it is still acting as this type of draw, this trend is here to stay.
That's awesome. I'm so glad this one's sticking around. I know last year we talked with Dr. Stephen Pratt in an episode about film tourism, and it was so fascinating. So what are some actions that partners can take to leverage this continued travel boom around set jetting?
Get in the conversation. We were just talking about hashtags, but we just saw France's President Macron jump into the Emily in Paris season 4 finale discussion. Emily announced she was moving to Rome in the season finale, and he joked about fighting hard to keep the show in Paris, insisting that Emily in Paris in Rome just doesn't make sense. We then see Rome's mayor join in the conversation, telling Macron to relax and you can't control your heart. We just need to let her choose. Brilliant, brilliant PR move to get the headlines. But when you don't have a readily available viral moment, our visibility boosters help you stand out in search results. So for example, Accelerator, which is our pay-per-stay visibility boosting tool for hotels, can make it easier for travelers shopping on our brands, as well as our B2B distribution network, to find and book your property. So in this case, you can use Accelerator to help boost your visibility and search results to get in front of highly engaged travelers exploring the set jetting destinations. And you only pay when a traveler books and stays with you. So it's really a low-risk strategy with no upfront costs.
Sounds like a great tool, great benefits for our partners. What are some other trends that our partners should be looking out for in 2025?
One of the trends that I think is really interesting is the phenomena list. So thinking about the Northern Lights, penguin parades, bioluminescent plankton. And if you have never seen this, trust me, it is worth going and trying to find it. Travelers are going to really great lengths to get a front row seat to Mother Nature. And I actually really love this one. You know, for me personally, nature puts on the best shows. And I actually have a list of islands where you can see the green flash at sunset. And I've been working my way through to try and catch it. And I think that, you know, this trend as an experience, it's something that money can't buy. You have to be in the right place at the right time. And you might not catch it, but when you do, it is something that you'll remember. And it's completely magical.
Oh my gosh, that's definitely on my bucket list.
Exactly. We saw the 2024 eclipse sell out hotels and vacation homes along that eclipse path and drive substantial tourism revenue for the destinations and those businesses across North America. And as you said, with Northern Lights, that's just the precursor of what we're expecting for 2025. So whether you're a hotel or a vacation rental, if you have a property in or near a destination with a natural wonder, there are so many opportunities to attract travelers in new and different ways to help drive that revenue. So you can refresh your listing to show off your property's proximity to the natural phenomenon and include tips to help guests make the most out of their experience. For instance, if you have a vacation rental near a dark sky park, highlight this in your listing and include guidance on peak times to visit, what to pack, and other activities to help guests make the most out of their stay, such as recommendations for a night photography class. This extra effort will go such a long way with travelers and help your property stand out. For hotels, our Travel Ad Sponsor Listings is a cost-effective pay-per-click solution that reaches hundreds of millions of travelers and includes precise targeting capabilities. This means that you could easily develop custom ad copy targeting this trend and use photos to help your property stand out in search results. Just a short 10-minute drive from the black sand beaches of Iceland, highlight that info in your custom ad copy and draw in travelers searching for the natural wonders in the Nordics.
You've mentioned some interesting opportunities for hotels throughout our conversation, but are there any hotel-specific trends or insights that you want to share with our listeners?
There are a number of opportunities for hotels, and I definitely recommend digging into the full Unpack 25 report, which you can find on partners.expediagroup.com to learn more. And one of the trends that we're seeing on the rise is the all-inclusive era. Oftentimes, we see all-inclusive properties get a bad rap on unlimited mediocre drinks, but the all-inclusive resorts of today are getting a major glow up. Hotel chains have entered this category, and results around the world are elevating the all-inclusive experience, which is driving this resurgence, especially among Gen Z. And this is where we get into the data. One third of Gen Z travelers said their perception of all-inclusive hotels has changed for the better. And more than 40% say an all-inclusive resort would be their preferred hotel type. So while we know travelers are looking beyond cookie cutter or same trips, they're also looking for stress-free stays and a good deal, which is a key value prop for all-inclusive resorts.
Yes, absolutely. I love an all-inclusive experience, especially from that stress-free aspect, because sometimes I just want to turn that decision-making part of my brain off and take advantage of the offerings on the property because it's always so well curated. So might as well take advantage, right? So how can hotels get in front of travelers looking for their perfect all-inclusive trip?
Updating your listing to showcase relevant information and offerings is a great way to connect with travelers seeking an all-inclusive experience. Including the details on the amenities they can expect makes a big difference. Let me tell you what this looks like in real life. I actually just got back from Playa de Mujeres in Mexico, where I went to an all-inclusive with my husband and my one-year-old and three-year-old daughters. And I know what you might be thinking. What in the world are you doing at an all-inclusive as a family with young children? It was one of the best experiences we have had as a family. Before I even got there, the hotel had reached out via our Partner Conversations app, and I was able to get a transfer scheduled with car seats. And for any parents out there with young children, when you don't have to take the car seats on the plane, that is already a game changer. We also confirmed that we needed a crib setup. The best part of this is we got a kids zone reservation scheduled so that we actually had a date night on the books before we even got to the property. When I got there, I was recognized for being a One Key Silver member with a nice amenity. And that little extra step of recognition, finding out that I was traveling with kids, clarifying what they had to make my travelers easier, had such a massive impact. And I actually rebooked for next year, which is very unusual for me.
Wow, that's awesome. Hearing other people's positive travel experiences just inspires me to start thinking about my next trip. I feel like my life has now turned into finish one trip, immediately book the next. So as someone who's been in the travel industry for a while now, what trend are you most interested in participating in as a traveler in 2025?
The goods getaway. I absolutely love this concept. When we talk about cultural immersion, this idea really stands out as a way to take the essence of a destination home. And I'm always looking for ways to bring a piece of my vacation back with me. And sure, I have my little Buddha statue from Krabi that I got at the souvenir shop. But there's something uniquely special about finding items that engage your senses. So take smell, for example. It's directly linked to the part of the brain that stores memories. A familiar scent can trigger emotions and transport you back to specific moments in your travels by activating the limbic system. And I have a great story about this. I was in Croatia for a trip and I visited a farm for an olive oil excursion. We harvested olives, watched them being pressed into oil, followed by a tasting session. And I ended up bringing quite a number of bottles of Croatian olive oil home. And every time I taste it, I'm instantly reminded of that trip. It's like tasting a memory. I think this is an easy opportunity for our vacation rental partners to tap into something as simple as creating a basket filled with local goods from the farmer's market, or even just a list of things that people can buy. It can instantly enhance the guest experience by connecting them to the destination on a sensory level.
Oh, that is so good. Whenever I get those kinds of gifts at a vacation rental, it feels so exclusive, right? Like this is the only place in the world I can get this, and such hospitality from the host. So it's such a great experience. I love that you called that out. Thanks so much for joining us today, Amanda. This was so great to give us a deep dive into the trends. And I'm very much looking forward to hearing what our partners think of these new trends for 2025.
Thank you for having me.
Big thank you to Amanda Maltos for taking us through the trends in travel for 2025. 2025 has some exciting travel trends in store. The Unpack research and its partner recommendations can help you appeal to your target traveler audience by tapping into their inspirations and preferences. In addition to conducting research and sharing insights to help you more effectively engage with travelers, we also provide tools and solutions to fuel your success, as Amanda mentioned in her recommendations. Whether you're in a set jetting or detour destination, an all-inclusive hotel, or helping travelers discover the natural wonders of the world, visibility boosters like Accelerator and Travel Ad sponsor listings can help you stand out. And updating your listing to showcase relevant trends and make information easy for travelers to find can further help you forge connections. These are just a few ways you can use our insights and tools to achieve your goals. To download the full Unpack 25 report and for more actions to help you leverage the latest trends, visit the link in the description. Thanks for listening to Powering Travel, brought to you by Expedia Group.